This is Daniel Dickinson. For the first time, the UN Health Agency, WHO, has released guidelines on how long very young children should be spending in front of a screen. The World Health Organization's recommendations also suggest how much exercise and sleep under fives need to grow up fit and well. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, WHO's Dr. Juana Wilmerson explains the lifelong potential harm that can be caused by sedentary behaviour over extended periods of time.
So this is the first time that we, as WHO, have developed guidelines for children under five, looking at both physical activity, sedentary time, and sleep, which are such important interconnecting aspects of the 24-hour day for a child.
Now, a lot of people are going to look at this report and say that your recommendations on screen time are what are most interesting and most challenging for parents. So what exactly are you saying for children under 1 year old, for example?
So the evidence that was reviewed indicates that for children under 1 year of age, they shouldn't really have sedentary screen time. This is passive screen time. It's not necessarily screen time where you're interacting with a caregiver or where a child is being encouraged to move, but rather very passive time that has no interaction.
And then as they get slightly older, you recommend that no more than 60 minutes of passive screen time for two-year-olds and three- and four-year-olds. But what you do put a focus on is increasing physical activity.
So for children aged two and above, two to five, we recommend not more than 1 hour of passive sedentary screen time per day, but 3 hours of active play. And as they get older, that one of these hours should be moderate to vigorous active play. This is because play is really the way that children learn, and it's very important for them to have those opportunities both to develop their motor and their cognitive skills.
So watching a cartoon on TV, that's passive, but interacting with a grandparent over Skype isn't.
So passive screen time is the type of screen time where a child isn't interacting with somebody or moving, such as watching a cartoon or playing a passive game that doesn't involve movement. It doesn't include interactive time that could be chatting with a parent over digital media, or watching a program that encourages children to move or copy actions or dance. Those are very positive interactions.
Why is it that it's 2019 and this is the first report we've had on screen time and physical activity and indeed sleep? Because there was a big focus on this being a 24-hour period and sleep is very important for particularly young children.
The evidence base for developing these recommendations has really grown in the past few years, certainly in terms of sedentary time, and there have been more studies about screen time, particularly in young children. For this reason, we're now able to review that evidence and make these recommendations, whereas before the evidence base simply wasn't large enough.
But presumably this report is the result of concerns about children being overweight and not getting enough exercise above five, because for children above five we already have some evidence. Maybe you could tell me where we are with regards to children's general level of health for over fives.
For children over 5 years of age, from 5 to 19, we have new recent global estimates that indicate that obesity rates have actually increased tenfold in the last 40 years, which raises a real issue of concern in terms of the obesity epidemic. And even for younger children, 5.9% of younger children under the age of five are already overweight. So we think it's very important to start obesity prevention as early as possible in life, but also to encourage physical activity, not just for the prevention of overweight and obesity, but for the value that physical activity has in terms of overall health in the population in general.